I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
We're so happy you joined us today, and we're not going to be talking about a recipe today as such. We're going to go kind of back to the basics, talking about measuring.
I learned to measure ingredients before I was 10 years old, because I started 4-H when I was 10, and that would have been, in my day, the normal time to start to learn to bake in the home. And one thing that Mom always was very specific about, even though she had no formal home economics training, it was just a process of trial and error for her, is that there was always a set of glass measuring cups in the kitchen cupboard. There was always a set of what were called dry measuring cups, such as a 1/4, 1/3, 1/2, 1 cup measuring cups in the cupboard. Those are what we used, and how she started to teach me how to measure ingredients when I was baking.
Well, I had a different experience.
Okay.
We had no measuring cups, no measuring spoons in our kitchen. So it was a coffee cup or a teaspoon, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, I did change that. But my mom made great things. But, and I think you'll come back to this too, is that it was partly experience. You know,
yes.
And the other thing was consistency, always using that same cup. So it basically measured the same amount from recipe to recipe. And as long as it was turning out good, mm-hmm. you know, it was okay. But it's much better, I think, to go with what you're talking about.
Well, it was way back in the late 1890s when Fanny Farmer, you know, Fanny Farmer fame, and she had her Fanny Farmer cookbook then because of that. But she was the one who brought about the need for cooks to have standardized measures. And so thus, way back then, was when all this whole measuring thing for a recipe became popular.
Now, if you've ever looked at an old recipe, it'll call for a walnut-sized piece mm-hmm. of butter or, you know, something was familiar. But yes, mm-hmm. nothing standardized. And to learn to cook something, bake something, and have it turn out at least okay, mm-hmm. was a real challenge. Mm-hmm. So aren't we glad we had Fanny Farmer?
I certainly am, because I really believe in measuring. And I know there's a difference for me when I'm cooking versus when I'm baking. I will be more lax about specific measurements when I'm cooking. But when I'm baking, I'm so used to following a recipe and having it be exact and knowing how that recipe turns out, because I have used the measuring tools that I have, that I become pretty adamant about our girls using proper measuring procedures.
I think in baking, there may be more chemical interaction. Mm-hmm. The amount of sugar, the amount of flour, the amount of butter really affects the outcome. Versus in cooking, you're putting vegetables together. It's flavor that's important, but those chemical interactions are not the same as in baking.
That's correct. And the heat of the oven makes
yes.
a whole different deal too.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting, and when preparing for this program, I just wanted to do an experiment to see if I measured the same, using the same enriched flour, but in measuring the quantity and then weighing it on a scale, on a kitchen scale, which I do have, would it turn out the same if I used my metal measuring cup, my Tupperware measuring cup, another plastic measuring cup that I got as a gift, or just using my Fiestaware, my everyday coffee cup? And how would that turn out? Well, Cooks Illustrated magazine, and Cooks Illustrated, perhaps you're familiar with their television programs on public television. They are wonderful at teaching how to cook and how to bake, and they use many scientific methods in order to prove what they're doing. But in their magazine, they did kind of the same experiment, and they said that one cup of enriched flour, white enriched flour, not wheat flour, not pastry flour, but white enriched flour should weigh 4.25 ounces. LaVon, let me tell you,
none of your cups came out like that?
They did not. And I was amazed, because actually my Fiestaware cup, when I put flour in that and leveled that off the top, that came the closest.
See, my mom was okay. She was using a coffee cup, and it probably was close to that.
That's
right.
Really
interesting.
But now there are ways to measure flour into that metal or Tupperware or coffee cup, whatever you have. There's the dip your cup into the flour method and push that cup around so you get...
Or maybe shake it down.
Yes,
you know, some
yes.
people do. No, let's hope not.
No, because you get too much flour in the cup that way. It's one method that my mom said when she was teaching me how to measure flour was, flour settles as it stands. And as a young person, I thought, oh, what does that mean? But I know more what that means now. Because as flour sits around in the bag or in your canister, it's going to settle. It doesn't have that air in it anymore. So what I always do is take a large measuring spoon or a tablespoon, and I will tend to fluff that flour a little bit, get some air into it. The old thing used to be for sifting. You know, we all had a flour sifter.
Every recipe was sifting, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I've gotten away from that other than when I do my angel food or chiffon or sponge cakes, then my sifter is my right-hand pal.
So there's another instance of that it does make a difference, and you kind of need that background to make the decision, okay, when is it really important to be mm-hmm. very accurate and do an extra step, and when is it okay just to go, okay, this is close.
Yep.
And we're not going to get to talk about all those, but we'll probably mention those as we go along.
Well, and if you talk about teaching the young people in your family how to measure, how are you going to go about teaching them? Are you going to teach them the dip and scoop method of putting flour into a measuring cup? Are you going to fluff the flour and then gently measure it and put it into the dry measuring cup, level it off with a straight edge, such as the back edge of a knife or a flat edge spatula? Or are you going to say, here's Grandpa's coffee cup. This worked for me in the past, and this will work for you. My preference, of course, is to go the one where the flour is actually fluffed. I'm going to call it fluffed, measured, put into that dry cup, and then leveled off with a flat edge.
And that really does relate, I think, to other kinds of things that we all do. I mean, it is kind of it is a science.
Yes, it is.
Baking, cooking, it's an art, but it's also a science. And mm-hmm. so I think you're teaching some accuracy here that can be applicable in other situations.
Well, and think, too, how when working with children, how they can learn fractions. A fourth cup, how many fourth cups make up a half cup? How many fourth cups make up a cup? Well, how does that work? And is a fourth cup actually smaller than a third cup? They can put their eyes on that measuring cup and the quantity that's in it and learn from by vision.
And flour is a pretty inexpensive learning tool. If you watch for it on sale, it's even less expensive. So, you know, maybe keep that in another package. Let the kids kind of play with it, mm-hmm. experiment with it, and they learn about the texture of it and learn about measuring. And there's so many things that they can learn.
Right. Now, at the beginning of our show, we talked about glass measuring cups.
Yes.
How do they figure into the scheme of things, LaVonne?
Well, the same organization just did that test, too, and it was amazing how many glass measuring cups were different.
Hmm.
Yes.
And so they weighed out the liquid quantity
yes,
then after
yes,
it was measured?
Exactly.
Okay.
And they found, just in general, that those that I always thought I might kind of like, those ones you look down into, mm-hmm. you know, you have to don't have to get down, you look down into, were pretty inaccurate.
That surprises me.
And what they came up with as their recommendation, bottom line, is to buy the classic Pyrex liquid measuring cup before they're all gone from the store shelves. And the older ones are better for another reason. I find that the newer ones, the paint washes off after a while. So if you go to a garage sale or somewhere mm-hmm. where you find a basic Pyrex liquid measuring cup, I would buy it, even if you have one at home, because you know you could always break one. And maybe you can find room for an extra glass measuring cup. Because the companies have changed. You know, Pyrex sold their company. And so all of that changes. So here's where going back to the basics really does pay.
And I do want to mention, too, that those glass measuring cups can get chipped edges on them. I wouldn't recommend using them with the chipped edge.
Right.
It just would not be safe. You don't know when the next chip would come off and glass would be in your product.
Okay, so there's so much to talk about measuring, and we just always have so much that we want to say. But I'm sure we'll be talking about measuring again. And just all help everybody learn.
Yes, and LaVonne, it's just been fun, hasn't it, visiting with our listeners today. And remember, fun in the kitchen makes for fond family memories.